top headlines.
Biggest question Celtics fans have ahead of tonight's Game 1 against the Sixers is about Jaylen Brown, who left Game 7 against the Bucks with a hamstring issue. So, at shoot-around this morning, Coach Brad Stevens, will Jaylen Brown play tonight?
I'm not the decision-maker on that. So, if they'll tell me if he's able to play, and then we'll go from there. He'll go through whatever he can and shoot-around, and then if he can play, he'll play.
Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell, bring us the latest, 7:30 on 100.7 WZLX, tip-off just after 8 o'clock. Bruins are on the Sports Hub tonight as they take on the Lightning in Tampa. It's Game 2. Bees took Game 1. That game, of course, will be called by Judd Surratt and Bob Beers, and that'll begin at 6:30 and then drop the puck just after 7 on the New England Honda Dealers, 98.5 the Sports Hub, Bruins Radio Network. Red Sox. Homestand continues. They play the first of three against the Royals tonight. Eduardo Rodriguez gets the start. Headlines are brought to you by Drive for Frito-Lay. If you're a CDL driver looking for a job change, Frito-Lay is hiring regional truck drivers. Great salary and benefits. Apply at driveforfrito-lay.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Want to stay connected to Boston sports?
Who do you root for?
Connect with Boston's home for sports online. 98.5thesportshub.com. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Name a funkier band. You can't. Everybody wants to dance. It's like, hey, let's go to a wedding. Like, you never want to get invited to a wedding because, like, it's a pain in the ass. Getting a suit, you gotta get dressed, gotta get a gift, gotta get a babysitter, you gotta go to a wedding. Oh, you got an Earth, Wind, and Fire cover band?
Oh, okay.
Hey, honey, we're going to a wedding. Can't wait.
Let's go.
When's that wedding coming?
We got a night of dancing ahead of us.
Yeah, look at all the bad people dancing. Woo! Oh, man. That song's the jam, Jim.
Patriots didn't draft a quarterback in the high rounds this weekend. They did get a quarterback out of LSU, Danny Etling, who may or may not make the roster. Who knows what his future holds, but he was definitely not a high pick. He was not someone that I think the Patriots targeted going into the draft, saying he's our quarterback of the future. But crazier things have happened.
Yeah.
See, Brady, Tom. Let's get to this. Albert Breer wrote, we found out on Thursday and Friday night just what the Patriots really thought of the second tier of the 2018 quarterback class. Not much. New England would have had to move heaven and earth in order to get in position to draft Oklahoma's Baker Mayfield, USC's Sam Darnold, Wyoming's Josh Allen, or UCLA's Josh Rosen. Take them out of the equation, and the Patriots still had two shots at Louisville's Lamar Jackson. And had they stayed put with their picks, they'd have had four shots at Oklahoma State's Mason Rudolph. So the Patriots let the top six quarterbacks come off the board without incident. I don't know that I love that sentence. They passed on two guys. They did not like Lamar Jackson. They did not like Mason Rudolph. They also could have had Kyle Laletta.
Yeah.
If you want to throw him into the mix, that's three guys that they passed on. He says the Patriots will presumably go into the 2018 season the same way they came out of 2017 without a successor for Tom Brady. So that leaves them, Zoe, without their guy through the draft. We assume that's because they didn't like the guys who were available in and around their spots. Right?
Fair, yeah.
Okay. What if that happens again next year? What if it happens the year after that?
Then it tells you that, I'm not saying they believe this now, but that the heir apparent or the successor was probably on another team in the form of a backup somewhere or being developed.
That it may not be a guy they draft?
Right. because I don't know. Maybe it feels like to them we wasted a lot of time and energy with the other guy. And look what it did for us. Even though it sort of motivated the big guy to get his ass going and get him to 3 Super Bowls in 4 years. Let's not forget what you did to Brady late in his career. Now, that's a big part of it. I know people like to say, well, Jimmy didn't play or Jimmy wasn't going to play. Jimmy pushed Tom. Tom was on notice with Jimmy. I really didn't dig this class either. I think I'd not before you knew anything that they were going to do. You and I talked about this for a while, since February. We watched the combine. I watched the combine. I started at the end of February sitting here saying, I would not touch I said, if you're at the top of this draft, I wouldn't touch a single one of these guys.
And that's fine. And maybe they thought the exact same thing. I'm just wondering, what happens if that plays out again next year?
And it plays out. Then they got to go find a guy.
Are they going to force themselves to like somebody at some point? Or are they just saying, you know what?
Worried about it when that comes.
We don't need the quarterback right now. Yeah. It's a luxury to have the backup and the guy waiting in the wings, but we're not committed to doing it that way again. And I go back to when they drafted Jimmy Garoppolo and the things that Bill Belichick said that night, which just seemed so crazy at the time. Oh, well, the quarterback situation and the age of the quarterback. And like, they drafted him with him in mind as being the next guy. But
he went to that podium and told you that night, we got the guy because we feel that guy's got a first-round grade on him. We're lucky to have him in the second round, without telling you it. Based on the way this whole draft played out.
So what if someone had drafted him before they got there? They weren't, like, moving up to make sure they got Garoppolo.
You think they were going to move up to get Lamar Jackson? Please.
No, but they didn't have to.
They didn't have to.
They could have drafted him at the end of the first round.
Shows you what they thought of him.
They didn't like him.
Yeah.
They were not in on him.
You need a bang-bang passer in this offense unless you're completely changing your offense, and you're not going to do that right now. You don't have the time or the ability to do it.
So that's my thing that I'm curious about. Are they going to have to force themselves to like somebody at some point?
I mean,
or are they willing to completely put it off and say, we'll cross that bridge when we get there? When Brady's done and he's not playing anymore, then we'll have to address it, and we'll be like every other team.
See, and two, Josh went down to pay a visit to Baker Mayfield last Monday. Actually flew to Texas to meet with him. Now, are they doing that because they believe Baker Mayfield was going to fall? I don't think so. I think that's the next part of, too, Josh being in the room, in the draft room, Josh being in Florida, working out Jackson. You go and you be on site for all these guys, and you come back and you report. So that when it is your time, you have all the experience to where it's fit, and you got to see the grow for a year or two in this league, and you know this league and the position as good as anybody, because you screwed Denver.
I was going to say, is that
I think they're trying to teach him a lesson about don't screw up what you did in Denver by taking Tim Tebow.
Right, just scout as many quarterbacks as possible to get better at scouting quarterbacks.
I think that's part of the process.
Because I just can't believe
they're not going
that
after Baker Mayfield.
Like, oh, we love Baker Mayfield, so we're going to trade. No, that was never a real possibility.
They do things for a reason, okay? Everything is calculated, and the amount of mock drafts that they've done, which guy they send where. If Dante Scarnecchia is working out on site, an offensive tackle, get ready for them to draft him. You ended up finding out the Scar was probably down at Georgia a lot. Probably not looking at the running back. Probably looking at this kid win.
Well, I would hope so.
Yeah.
I would hope he'd be looking at the offensive lineman as the offensive line coach. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls next.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
4 seconds left. Coburn into the near corner and Yanni Gourde. And that will do it. Bruins win game one. They get a huge performance from their top line. And a great effort in net from Tuukka Rask. And they win game one by a final of 6-2.
Right there from the Tampa Bay Lightning radio crew. Final call on Saturday.
Huge.
What? Huh?
Jim, what was it again? They get a huge. We like our friends in Toronto.
And that will do it. Bruins win game one. They get a huge performance from their top line.
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to have as much fun on this.
He's got a little DA in him.
It's David Mishkin.
Whoa.
Is that the...
Mishkin? Is this Dave Mishkin?
That's not Mishkin.
That's not Mishkin.
It's not Mishkin.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Mishkin. I'll pull up a Mishkin. I'll play a Mishkin
I just
for you.
Looked up who their play-by-play guys were. He was listed as
the
Maybe
he was calling boxing that night, too, like when Wallach stepped in for a Grandy.
Well, I don't know who it is. We need
That's
to
not
find
Dave
out.
Mishkin. I know
Maybe
that.
Maybe it is. It's not the Mishkin I've heard.
No,
in the past.
Not our third. Me neither, Jimmy.
Well, whatever the case may be, we'll find his name. We're not going to have fun this series.
Well, I think we're going to have fun with the fans. You know, their little emails that they send to not wear your.
Yeah, we're not going to have fun with the crew, like the radio crew.
Or nope.
We don't have Mr. Bone, Bonesy.
Nope.
Circle. Drouin dances behind the net. Jonathan Drouin dishes it center point to Jake Dodgett. Back for Drouin, right point. Nearly fumbled it. Keeps it moving, though. Drouin is stripped, gets it back, dances in front, score! What a goal by Jonathan Drouin!
That's Dave Mishkin.
Yeah. That's Mishkin.
Yes.
So he
I mean, it's possible. Maybe he's just really subdued.
I was going to say, it sounds...
That happens when you get blown out.
It sounds like
Trust
the
me.
Same guy. No?
Give me it again, Jim.
You want to hear the goal call on the Tuukka Rask play?
Yeah.
Shoots. They made Rask through a screen. Rebounded Johnson right corner. Pumps it back to Yanni Gourde, left point. Yanni Gourde, a little feed. Braden point, left circle. Center point, Sergachev. Shoots, score! Now Rask is going to argue
him.
Interference.
It's him.
Boy, he is livid.
I'm on the
He just threw something. Is it a piece of his stick?
He broke his skate.
That's him. I'm on the Tampa Bay Lightning website. It says Dave Mishkin is their play-by-play guy.
And Sonny Jurgensen on color.
That would be Bruins legend Phil Esposito.
That's not Espo. I know Espo.
Yeah. Listen.
Is it a piece of his stick?
He broke his skate.
That's him. That broke his skate.
That's confirmed. It is Dave Mishkin.
Yeah,
wow.
I thought so.
Our assistant program director says that's Mishkin. He said it's a mellow Mishkin. He said you get many different Mishkins throughout games.
Boy, they got to pot him down, too. I'm going to give you a little advice.
Maybe we'll have fun.
I'm going to get a little advice for the crew there.
What?
Take a couple little extra Sennheiser mics, you know, that they hang outside the booth.
Yeah.
Just jazz up the crowd levels a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like they're
Scott
morning.
Zolak.
Jim, play it again. Sounds like they're the morning skate.
Shoots. They made Rask through a screen. Rebounded Johnson right corner. Pumps it back to Yanni Gourde left point. Yanni Gourde. A little feed. Braden point left circle. Center point Sergachev. Shoots. Score!
Wow.
Now Rask is going to argue interference. Boy, he is livid. He just threw something. Is it a piece of his
he
stick?
He broke his skate.
His eyes are closed.
Damn it, you beat me to it.
He broke his skate.
One time I tried layout.
He broke his skate. Phil Esposito on the call.
Broke skate.
His eyes are closed.
His eyes are closed. I want to say that we were at the Tradition last year, and Phil Esposito was there. And I swear, Zoe nearly gave the guy a heart attack. Because he was, like, so excited to go up and say hello to him. And he was like, hey, Phil Esposito! The guy's like, what the hell? What? He's like...
I got 3 feet in front of
him.
Who
is this guy?
Espo, give me a hug, baby! Give me a hug!
Harsh end to the left circle. He'll wheel cross ice to the right circle. High side Bergeron score. Another goal for this line.
Never mind.
Are you kidding me? We're going to have fun.
Are you kidding me? Bergeron score.
I saw Bergeron score. Another goal for this line.
He's so dumb.
Are you kidding me?
He will give the opponents nothing. He will give them no excitement.
His eyes are closed.
No inflection. Bergeron score.
Skates are close.
Broke a skate. Yeah, this is nothing like Bonesy, though. Mr. Bones. Booking a room in Tampa.
You give credit to Bonesy.
He broke his skate.
Espo. Dennis and Whitman fired up for the Bruins tonight. Dennis.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Hey, Dan. What's up, Dan?
Well, I'm so excited, man. What a game Saturday. You know, usually I call you guys to complain about two
yeah.
players, but today I'm calling to praise him.
Attaboy.
Holy cow, he stood on his head, and I got to give credit where credit's due, man. Those two goals he let up, you can't blame him at all. That first goal, that puck had eyes, man. It finds the back of the net. That's hockey. That happens. That second goal, if you go back and watch it, he was pushing off with his left skate. If that blade was in there, he would have made that stop. So I got to give it to Tuukka. He played great. That top line was unbelievable. I mean, I love Marchand being an absolute pest on the ice. As long as he doesn't cross the line, I'm cool with it. Bergeron was great. I mean, Pasta was great. I really don't think the NHL has an answer. I think they are hands down the best top line in the NHL. And if we keep playing like that, we're going to come back to Boston with a 2-0 lead, boys. Let's go. It's game time.
All right, Dennis. That was the same thing we all said during games 1 and 2 of the Toronto series.
Alrighty.
Best line in hockey. There's no stopping them. They have no answer for them. That's all I'm saying is beware.
Dennis got a little Rick Moranis from Ghostbusters in him.
Hey, Daniel, thanks for coming. You know, come on in. This is my attorney here. He does their taxes each and every day. I'm Zerg. He's the gate drink. He's the key master. Come on in. You guys want to party?
Put the 8-minute workout and fast forward on my VCR. Did in 4 minutes. Got a great workout.
Sean and Marvel. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about the draft, but really quickly, my thought on the Pats drafting a quarterback, I don't think they're going to do it in a year where Lamar Jackson is a first-round pick. They're going to either wait for better value or, heaven forbid, we have one bad year and we get a higher draft pick. But, I mean, that's just my thought on that. As far as the draft itself goes, I actually watched it, and I thought that everyone that went up sounded like an idiot. Nate Burleson sounded like an idiot, except David Akers. He got up there, and when he started talking, I thought it was going to be bad, and then he didn't just say, we won the Super Bowl. He said, we won the NFC East, we won the NFC, then we won the Super Bowl. The only way he could have been any better in Dallas was if he said, and we did it all with our backup quarterback.
Oh. Yep, that would stick him.
Didn't do it. He didn't do it because that would be a put down of
Nick
Foles.
That's a put down of Foles. Right.
Who, by the way, he may have been their backup, but he is an NFL starter.
Yep.
He is good enough to be a starter in the NFL. Yeah.
Maybe Nick Foles is the future.
Anymore. Surprised by the numbers?
The Pats should trade for Nick Foles.
Wouldn't that be typical Belichick, though?
Brady.
Yeah. Get the guy that beat you in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. He can be the QB.
Like 5.5 million viewers at once. I mean, that's the most watched draft ever. Fox had something to do with it, but I thought the coverage pre-draft was really good.
No, it had to do with the quarterbacks. It's not going to be this high next year.
Had to do with the movement. Movement in the first round, man.
No,
man.
There were five quarterbacks that everybody knew because leading up to it, there were five quarterbacks. That's why the draft was rated high.
Okay.
So what if there's five next year then?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, as he said, they're not going to do it in a year where Lamar Jackson is the best available guy at the bottom of the first round.
So you're just taking a guy to take one at that point.
No, I'm talking about the viewership. The viewership. No,
I'm talking about his point, though.
Yeah.
His point about quarterbacks.
He's right. He's completely right. If you don't believe that guy's the guy, don't take on the first round.
Okay, I'm just saying that you could do a lot worse than having Lamar Jackson being the best guy available to you when you draft.
What does that go to show you what they view Jackson as, where you already have Jeremy Hill, you've got James White, you brought Burkhead back, and then you go and you draft Sony Michel, a running back, where the running back now is starting to come back in the league a little bit. And maybe they're ahead of the curve on this. Maybe a lot of film study over the offseason.
At a what curve?
I don't know. Everybody thought the running back was dead. Running backs are important now.
Well, they wouldn't be ahead of the curve. They'd be just...
Most teams think running backs are dead.
Doing what the league has done.
The biggest receiver and let's take the best quarterback available.
They'd be ahead of the curve. Again, this is like sneaky good. Yeah. They'd be ahead of the curve had they drafted a running back in the first round...
A year ago.
Two seasons ago. Then they'd be ahead of the curve. Now they're just doing what the rest of the league has done.
Now they're just in traffic.
We've talked about it. The running back is more important now than they were 5 years ago in this league.
Yeah, they're back a little bit.
It's a more important position. It's becoming more important than it was.
I know we overuse this term, but sneaky good part of the Patriots draft.
Oh, get out. What?
This guy Berrios is a good punt returner.
Oh, here we go again with
Berrios. Listen. No. It's
talking up six
All right, you want Cyrus Jones back there? Oh, or do you want Edelman back there?
Nope. I want the next Edelman back there. Where'd they get him? What round?
He might not play receiver for this team, but he could be a punt returner.
Hardy, do you see this? When the Patriots don't have like a fun draft where they draft a lot of guys.
Beto Reva, stick Kenny Britt back there.
We start talking about the punt return abilities of sixth-round picks. Don't tell me you had a great weekend.
Where do you win games? Where do you lose home field advantage?
I said it was sneaky good part of the draft.
I didn't say you're wrong. I didn't say you're wrong because you're probably right. It's probably a great punt returner. Probably going to provide value to the team. But when you have to start bragging about your sixth-round picks, I'm sorry. You didn't have a great weekend.
You're not so sneaky kidding
yourself.
We'll
find out in 5 years if they had a great weekend.
Sneaky good producer.
And now he's taking a shot at you.
I see what he did
just
there.
Using his words against them.
Yeah.
How do you know they didn't have a great weekend?
I don't. They may have picked excellent players. I don't love their approach.
I hate the approach, but I like the players. It's weird. I like the guys that they picked in certain spots.
Jim's perplexed.
See, I don't grade them.
I love Sony Michelle. I like the kid from Florida.
They might
I like
be awesome.
Berrios.
Good. I hope they're all great. At least you admit the approach. You don't love the approach.
No, I wanted a quarterback.
I don't know how anybody could. Here's Hardy with headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics have a sneaky tough game sitting in front of them tonight as the Sixers are in town for the first of a best of seven. Everybody's wondering about the availability of Jaylen Brown. Coach Brad Stevens said, see how he feels after the shoot-around, and they'll know more later. We'll know a lot more when Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell take over with the pregame, 7:30 on 100.7 WZLX. The Bruins will be well underway at that point. They're in Tampa for Game 2 of their best-of-seven against the Lightning. Bruins took Game 1 on Saturday. As for Game 2, looks like David Krejci and Kevin Miller will both be available. That's according to Coach Bruce Cassidy. We'll get the call from Judd Surratt and Bob Beers. Drop the puck just after 7 here on the New England Honda Dealers, 98.5 the Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network. Headlines are brought to you by Northeast Electrical Distributors, New England's top choice for electrical contractors with over 30 locations and the mobile app. They have everything you need. Needco.com. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports, 98.5 the Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe, and the Beatle. 98.5 the Sports Hub.
I'm going to King Arthur, the Knights of the Round Table.
Could this head injury have been caused by a fall?
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 the Sports Hub.
Take me home. I don't remember. Take me home.
I'm coming down like a monkey. But it's alright.
He's coming down like a monkey, but it's alright. Oh, Jay Stu's got that look today, guys. Dogger Maz, busy shows this week. Very active down at the Garden. We'll be down there Wednesday, Star Market Studios.
I'm coming down.
You're
coming
down
like a monkey.
What's?
I'm coming down, down like a monkey.
Monkey's up in a tree.
But it's all right. Tonight. Like a load on your back that you can't see.
So monkey's up in a tree putting the bananas on his back.
Try to shake it loose, cut it free, just let it go, get it away from me.
The bananas. Shake the tree.
It's about a monkey trying to get bananas. Nailed it.
Called it.
Sneaky, tricky song.
Called it.
It's a sneaky,
called it.
Sneaky good song about a monkey.
I'm coming down like a monkey.
Who's shaking the tree? Jim? Peter Gabriel's?
Isn't that Peter Gabriel?
Nice.
Well, no, that's Phil Collins.
That's Sledgehammer.
But Peter Gabriel was in Genesis.
Right, first. He was the first lead singer of Genesis.
You know what? Genesis, sneaky.
Was Genesis better than the Eagles?
Sneaky, prolific monkey song generators. You got
who sang Shock the Monkey, though? Wait.
Peter Gabriel.
Da, 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 da. Chuck the monkey.
And shaking the tree, Peter Gabriel.
These people probably were tripping on monkeys, like some sort of acid. They see the monkeys, like they're everywhere.
Right.
Now you're coming down.
You ever seen old
coming
footage
down
of
like
Peter,
a monkey?
Peter Gabriel led Genesis concerts?
It's not good.
Oh, it's it is like art school.
It's weird.
Performance art.
Noise.
Horror show.
Noise.
Not even noise, just what he dressed up like a tree and, you know.
How quick would I walk
around
out?
And, oh, you turn on your heel. Like, nope, this ain't for me.
Ain't for me.
Walk out.
No, Genesis wasn't Genesis until they had Phil Collins as their singer.
Best time at Springsteen. Their lead singer. Like, best time at Springsteen was hanging out with Beatle.
What?
The Springsteen concert.
What about
like, that was the best thing about the concert.
Oh, was hanging out.
Hanging out, popping around and moving
oh,
around.
Oh, being idiots, yeah.
Meeting a new yeah. boss, didn't even know it.
It wasn't. That's right.
That's why I invited him and the family down for a weekend this summer.
Right. I forgot about yeah, that is why he invited us down.
Crazy.
So his wife's very excited about our trip to
the sure place. Is.
Got to nail down a weekend. That's what we're going to do.
Do you need three cribs? Or are you out of cribs yet?
Oh, no cribs. We're in beds now.
Lock them in one room.
Beds, no cribs. Cribs are gone.
Put the mattress on the floor, they won't fall off. With the kids, man. Like, you have too many kids come over, and then, like, all of a sudden, oh, my kid needs a rail. Well, I just put the mattress on the floor. Falls like 6 inches.
Oh, when are you going down? You picked a weekend?
I don't know. We're working on it.
We're going to figure out one. We're busy.
You're going to do a week. You guys going to week vacation?
Yeah, that's
together.
A good idea, Hardy. Maybe we should all take a week off to go
a week.
Heather and Sean have that fourth week locked up. They're coming in.
Oh. Well, tell Sean I said hello.
We'll figure out a way. We'll do the damn thing.
Sean loves golfing. Bring his clubs.
Yeah, I'll drive down to the Cape and play golf. I won't come by the compound at all. I'll meet Sean at the golf course. I'll get us a tee time, and then I'll head back.
You can do your golf show.
Or do you need me to come by and pick him up?
I'll get him there.
All right. You give him the golf course, and Sean and I will play golf.
Hey, you know, speaking of the word Genesis, this is a different type of Genesis. Want to say nice work by Scott Zolak on Friday night, emceeing the Founders Gala, second annual. As it supports the Genesis Foundation for Children. You did a very nice job, Zo.
Thank you, sir.
They honored John Havlicek, who's been a big supporter of that
yep.
for a very long time.
He and his wife Beth were in. They're from living in Florida now. Talking to him for a while before it. You know, it's just like right there off PGA Boulevard, right there in Jupiter. Loves it down there. But, man, yeah, good crowd. Really
so was
good
the MC. Did a good job.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Kept it light. Everyone had a very nice time.
It was at the swanky Boston Harbor Hotel, and right before the food was served, I said, you guys get the hamburger line outside. We got hamburgers, dogs, potato salad.
Potato salad bar in the back.
They thought, oh. I got the little white things folded over their forearms. I'm like, I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Met a lot great. Of nice people there.
Fantastic.
A lot of people that listen to
great
the show
night.
Every day.
Love us. Yep. We actually had
Took
a very
a lot
nice,
of pictures.
Very nice bidding on coming to see our show.
We did. We did. Looking forward to that. 617-779-0985. What do you think happens tonight? So give me your predictions, because I know you like to give me scores and predictions so that you can maybe say the next day that you called it.
I'm not a...
Bruins Lightning, game two.
Not a big up-to-date gambler in the NBA, meaning as far as understanding spreads. But I guess Philadelphia is favored by 3.5 to 4 points in some books. So I guess that's a big spread for a road playoff game. I'd have expected them to be favored by 7.5. So I have no clue about this one. I think Philly comes in here and steals one for me because I don't think Jaylen Brown plays. Philly squeaks by tonight. Bruins win tonight. Series over in Tampa. You come back with a 2-0 lead tonight. 4-2 game, Jim. Stupid coach doesn't pull the goalie with 8 minutes left.
So the team favored by 3.5 point comes in and steals one tonight?
No.
Yeah, that's not really stealing one, but...
Not stealing one, but, yeah, I mean, if you're going to...
Gets home court advantage off you?
It's like basically one three-point shot. Yeah. Without Jaylen Brown, I do not expect the Celtics to win tonight.
I don't either. I don't
but whatever
it's
going
to be
this
hard for me
does,
to pick the Celtics a lot in this series because I believe the 76ers will win the series.
Whatever this team does will not surprise me, though. They come out and they pop Philly tonight and won't come in here surprised tomorrow.
They need as many bodies as they can to guard Ben Simmons, so that's going to hurt. You know, having Smart on him is going to be great, but you need that secondary help. You need that like guy off the bench who's going to help.
We're going to see a lot of Shemmy in this series or what? Which I'm now saying Shemmy, not Semi anymore.
Just trying to think of who he's going to match up with. I don't know. He's a matchup guy. They can't put him on Embiid, right?
No.
Embiid's a little too big for him, I think.
I don't know. All I know is that the key to this series for the Celtics' success is how they're going to defend, which is what should give them a chance. How they defend will be important. More important than how they score. How do they defend? How do they defend in this series?
I do think Bruins
win
tonight.
Their odds tonight.
I think the Bruins win tonight.
I expect to not see Tampa Bay be as lifeless as they were on Saturday. They're going to bounce back. I don't know what it means for wins and losses.
Oh, they should come out panicked.
They can't come out the same way again.
I said this to you earlier. I need an answer. Is Toronto that much of a faster team than Tampa?
No, why?
Because I know Tampa's a good team because it just seems like Rick Nash, the way he looks in that series to where it looked like he's got a little cement feet to him in the Toronto series to where he looks, I don't know, a little fresher, a little quicker.
And again, a lot of this is going to come down to Tuukka. And I'll tell you why. You've seen just the ability. I mean, the scoring ability of the guys on Tampa's roster is so much, it's superior to what Toronto had.
You watch any of the Washington Penguins game?
Filthy. Someone shouldn't even be born with that much talent.
Yeah. But even watch a little bit of that Washington Pittsburgh game over the weekend. Just the
you seen
ability.
That commercial with Kucherov? By the way, his parents trying to get him to play soccer as a kid.
No,
they've been running that journey. He's like, "Yeah, my parents wanted me to play soccer, and I just was like, I want to play hockey." Can you imagine how the game would be robbed of that type parents. Of talent? Had those dumb parents of his try to force him to play soccer? What are you doing?
Get kicked in the shin. Somebody's holding a flag up over here. Here comes the flatboard, and they're carrying him off. Waving to the crowd.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry, he'll be back.
That man was born to play hockey, not play soccer. Sometimes you just got to go with it.
Yeah.
Can't force your kids to play what they don't
want
to play.
Think, what do you think happens tonight from a Bruins standpoint?
I don't think they're going to score six goals again. I'm going to go with a...
Hardy, got him.
I'm going to go with a 4-3 final score. I don't know which way.
3-1.
3-1 Bruins?
3-1.
4-2.
4-3.
It's 3-1 Lightning. Sorry.
4-3 Tampa.
It's 3-1 Tampa.
4-3.
3-1 Tampa. Hardy says, and they start Rask in game. I mean, they start Hudobin in game three.
No, he's fine. Nope. It's not the case. It'll be one that we talk about, but it's 3-1 Tampa tonight. Sorry.
Everybody.
Prediction talk is always good. Glad we did that.
Yeah.
Well, so it's easy to predict.
We have today's takeaways, by the way, Beetle.
Are fabulous.
It's all Scott Zolak.
Great.
11 o'clock hour.
You're
related,
welcome. People. Let's get to all of it. Five different things to play for you in today's takeaways next.
Zolak, Zolak, and Bertrand. Middays on 98.5, The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time now for the Waken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway of the Day. Take away your excess weight for life. Waken180weightloss.com. What we got, boys?
Let's do the 11 o'clock hour. That is the hour that Zoe had a number of Zoisms here on this very show.
All right, you're welcome.
So I think we're gonna start with the one that sounded like something.
No, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna start with Zoe not knowing what a COD is.
Oh, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, let's get to that.
Care of delivery.
Call toll-free 1-800-632-1700 or save COD fees by sending $19.95 for records or cassettes or $24.95 for compact discs.
COD. Is that still a thing?
COD's
can you still
nuts.
Do a COD?
It's not a bad deal.
COD.
How often did you
cash on delivery.
How often did you hear a COD before you knew what it meant? So, like,
I knew it right away. Care of delivery.
What's that?
I knew it right away. Care of delivery.
It's not?
Even though I just said it 30 seconds ago, you didn't pick up on it.
Cash.
Cash on delivery.
Yes.
Oh.
Care of delivery.
I knew right
cash
away.
Cash on delivery. You're so confident, too. I knew right away.
Felt like they take care of your
care
package.
Of delivery.
Care on delivery.
Care of delivery charge.
Oh, your package is here. We care about it.
Nope.
if you want to deliver the COD fees by paying in advance.
If you want to deliver, but you don't care, it does not as much.
We'll just roll down the steps if you don't care. Just throw it in there.
That's right.
Let's go to Zoe on the crowd in Tampa on Saturday. Not only the crowd, but the music and the feeling inside the arena.
Did you hear the music on Saturday, too? Did you hear the music Saturday? It was like an NBA.
No, I didn't pay attention to the music.
Well, I mean,
on Saturday.
If you watch the broadcast and you're listening, you hear it. It's just boom, boom.
Yes.
Boom, it's
a bit more. Yes. Boom, like, boom, boom.
Is this
boom,
an NBA game or is this hockey? Like, normally you'll get the, you know, the bump and grind or you get like little cheesy rock. None of it. It was all boom, 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 boom. Yeah, here, take away. What you do, Mr. Perfect?
So Jim went ahead and did something with that for us.
Oh, good.
Because why leave that alone, yeah, right? Right?
Boom, boom. Shh. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom. Shh. A little bit off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
I didn't notice.
Bit more?
No, was it going after they dropped the puck? That's the only time it really bugged
me. It was during, disruptions in play. Yeah, pick up the puck. Skate
well, yeah. So, but did it continue after they dropped the puck? Like in Toronto, the music kept going a little too long.
Like a little bit.
Yeah. I don't like music during the course of play.
I like that sudden stoppage where it's like you're kind of, you know, the crowd's kind of loud, but it's not too loud. And they're just playing music. And they got, you know, both guys
you know
on the
dot.
And they drop the puck. And as soon as they drop the puck, just stops wherever it is in the song. And it's eerily quiet for
it was that stupid song, Meet Me in the Middle. And I'm like, this is like teeny bop stuff. What are you doing? You're a hockey team.
In chronological order from this 11 o'clock hour, Zoe almost swore.
Kind of look at it a little differently as far as a comeback type win. Where we're kind of, you know, getting all over him.
Doing what all over him?
Almost.
Just getting all over
him. I didn't even hear that when it happened.
Where we're kind of, you know, getting all over him.
Yeah, good catch, though.
I got
good,
that one.
Good catch.
That was smooth.
That is restraint right there.
Now, the other one went over the air. Beadle and I looked at each other. We started laughing.
Is that nothing? It's nothing to do with my delivery or words that I use? Or,
yes, it is.
I would not even use it in this term.
I still don't know what you said.
We looked back at Jim.
Came out.
Jim said he didn't hear anything. So Jim and I went back and we listened to it.
Okay.
And...
Well, let's play the clip of how it sounded when it happened.
On the air. Okay.
Didn't trust the bullpen. He doesn't. And he wants to use Kimball more.
Yeah. As a manager, you go by what you see and what you know, what your gut is.
What'd you just say?
What? How do you blame him? What do you, what?
Did you hear it?
Yeah.
What did I do?
I didn't know what he said.
Did you hear it?
I didn't dump anything, right?
Never mind. Move on.
No. Oh, no. Swear?
It sounded like you. It was weird. I don't know what you had said. We'll analyze the tape later.
Yeah, can I have that for my takeaway, please? And we'll.
No, I'm not going to talk anymore. It all came together in that.
You want to play it one more time, Jim?
No.
At the beginning?
Yeah.
So people can hear the part that Artie and I looked at each other about?
And I immediately, the second time I heard it, I knew exactly what he said.
Play it again.
Didn't trust the bullpen.
He doesn't. He wants to use Kimball more. It sounds like he's saying they're bleak.
No.
Nor should he.
Didn't trust the bullpen.
You nailed it.
Did you not know what you said either?
Nor should he. But it sounds like I'm saying no bleepy.
Right.
Nor should he.
Which would be an odd thing to say, putting the E.
So for you kids at the CSB School of Connecticut School of Broadcasting, pronounce your words, nor should he.
Nor should he.
Or nor should he.
He wants to use Kimball more.
Nor should he.
Nor should he.
No. Just leave it alone now.
Now leave it alone. Stuff.
Now you go away. Now you stop.
Okay.
That's where you stop.
That's where we don't cross the line. The line is right here. We're not saying any more, which means we stayed on the right side of it.
For the most part.
Sort of. It's fuzzy sometimes. Hey, Felger Mez next from TD Garden.
Yeah.
Felger's not there yet. Nor should he.
He's at the Daffodil Festival.
Nor should he be.
Nor should he. It's just boom, boom. Shh. It was all boom, 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 boom.